بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. عن جابر رضي الله تعالى عنه قال قال رجل للنبي صلى الله عليه وسلم يوم أحد: أرأيت إن قتلت فأين أنا؟ قال: في الجنة. فألقى تمرات كن في يده ثم قاتل حتى قتل. متفق عليه. الحمد لله. We continuing from the chapter of hastening towards good deeds and encouraging a person who intends doing good by motivating him to remain firm and focus and not to delay and procrastinate when he wants to do any good deed. So in this hadith narrated by Jabir radiallahu ta'ala, he says that on the battle of Uhud, when battle of Uhud was taking place, that was the third year after the Hijrah, a man came to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, a sahabi, a Muslim, a mu'min, from the side of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. He comes to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam and he asks a question: أَرَأَيْتَ إِن قُتِلْتُ فَأَيْنَ أَنَا. Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, if I am killed in the battle, if I am martyred, where would I be? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam replied, you will be in paradise. So the man then cast aside some dates that he had in his hand, a few handful of dates he had, and he was eating these dates. When he heard that he will get Jannah, immediately he put aside those dates that he had in his hand and he fought until he became shaheed. So from this hadith we understand that he did not delay, he did not procrastinate in getting his martyrdom, his shahadat. He had an intention, he was participating in this battle against the enemy. At the moment he heard that he would get Jannah, he did not delay. In fact, in another riwayat it is mentioned that if I have to sit and eat all these dates, that would be a very long time. لَحَيَاتٌ طَوِيلَةٌ. So I do not want to waste my time. I rather pursue, go forward, advance, and gain my Jannah. عن أبي هريرة رضي الله عنه قال جاء رجل إلى النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم فقال يا رسول الله أي الصدقة أعظم أجرا. سيدنا أبو هريرة رضي الله عنه says that a man comes to Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم and says, يا رسول الله, which charity is most rewarding? There are different forms of charity. So which charity is most rewarding? قَالَ أَنْتَ صَدَّقَ وَأَنْتَ صَحِيحٌ وَأَنْتَ صَحِيحٌ شَحِيحٌ تَخْشَى الْفَقْرَ وَتَأْمُرُ الْغِنَى وَلَا تُمْهِلْ حَتَّى إِذَا بَلَغَتِ الْحُلْقُومَ قُلْتَ لِفُلَانٍ كَذَا وَلِفُلَانٍ كَذَا وَقَدْ كَانَ لِفُلَانٍ. مُتَّفَقٌ عَلَيْهِ. رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم said that you give charity in such a condition that you are healthy, you are not sick, you are not dying, you are not passing away, you are not on your deathbed, you are healthy. And shahihun, you are healthy and also you are miserly. In other words, you are accumulating wealth. So in that condition, when you have health, you are giving. And also when you are miserly, meaning when you are going to give the charity, you are going to feel the pinch in your heart. You're going to feel that pain. You are taking out some money. تَخْشَى الْفَقْرَ. And you fear poverty. Because you are scared that when you're going to give money, then perhaps you may become poor. Of course, Sharia does not encourage a person to give all his wealth away in charity. There are various ahadiths in the beginning of Riyadh al-Salihin. We did the story of Sa'ad bin Abi Waqqas radiallahu ta'ala, who wished to give his entire belongings to in the path of Allah. Or in charity, Rasulullah stopped him. And he was allowed only one third to bequeath. So here Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam saying that you have health, you are miserly, you fear poverty, وَتَأْمُرُ الْغِنَى, and at the same time, you desire to have wealth. You desire to accumulate more money. So in this condition, when a person will give charity, then he will feel the pinch in his heart. Otherwise, for a person who is very, very sick, he's almost leaving this world, and then he is giving charity, he knows he's leaving this world, so he won't feel that pain when he is going to give this type of ibadah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants us to feel that we are giving something in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And therefore Rasulullah says, وَلَا تُمْهِلْ. Do not delay. The moment you want to give this charity, go ahead. Do not delay. حَتَّى إِذَا بَلَغَتِ الْحُلْقُومِ. Until when the ruh reaches the throat. Person is at Sakrat. When the ruh is coming out of his body, at that time, Then you say, for certain person, so much money I'm giving. For that organization, that amount of charity I'm giving. For that institution, this is what I'm giving for those widows and orphans. وَقَدْ كَانَ لِفُلَانَ. Whereas already your wealth now is almost becoming of somebody else that is the heirs. You are living this world. Now that wealth is going to become the wealth of your heirs. So at that time now, it's not right for you now to say that I'm going to give so much money to that organization, institution. Don't delay. What is the meaning of this hadith? Don't delay right till Sakrat. Give the charity whilst you have the health and you have the desire for accumulating more. You fear poverty and you are miserly. At that time you give the charity, then you will see the barakat of the charity. And in today's times, throughout the Muslim world, in different parts of the world, you see Syria, Lebanon, Iraq, in Palestine, in Burma, so many African countries, there is a need all the time. The person feels that I give now in Ramadan, so it's sufficient. No, as a mu'min, as a believer, whatever little we can do, and these things never end, these crises never end. Allah Ta'ala protect us, protect the entire ummah, and therefore, try and make amal on these ahadith. A person doesn't have to be very exorbitant, give too much, whatever he can. But look at this hadith when we're giving, and this should prompt us that I desire money, I'm scared I'll become poor, I need this, I need that. But then think of the benefits of charity. أَعْظَمُ أَجْرًا. The most reward, the greatest of charities is when you give charity in this condition. May Allah give me and all of us tawfiq. وَآخِرُ دَعْوَانَا أَنِ الْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ. سُبْحَانَ اللَّهِ بِحَمْدِهِ سُبْحَانَكَ اللَّهُمَّ